live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Here we are, my friends, live on this Easter transmission. I want to thank the crew for being here and doing a great job on this very important day for those of us that believe in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Wouldn't be here, wouldn't be alive, wouldn't be able to do what we do without Christ and his sacrifice. And that's what we build our fortress upon. Well, here we are on this Sunday edition, and I say this a lot. I didn't say this a lot 25 years ago, 20 years ago, even 10 years ago, but I say it a couple times a week now, and it's absolutely true, that every show gets more intense and just more insane, and what's happening becomes more surreal by the moment. And if you're paying attention, yeah, April 12th, 2020 is more science fiction-y, more dystopic, more out of control, more Big Brother on steroids than the type of news you'd see in a year before. I mean, stuff going on in one day is like a year of tyranny condensed down. And it's more and more intense. And I've said this 1,000 times. I've got all these clips, all this news, all this incredible stuff to cover. But I'm going to explain something here that's more critical than all the news. When Hitler was lining up on the border with Poland and building his armies and getting the troops and doing surveillance, the Poles were like, we're about to be invaded. And they said, you're conspiracy theorists. Doesn't matter, they're massing troops. Well, finally, when the Germans attacked, people didn't deny that the Poles were right. Didn't matter by then. They were defeated. They'd have been dug in and ready, and if folks had listened to their military, they would have been able to put up a bigger fight. It's the same story over and over again. How did Hitler invade Poland? Operation Himmler. A subgroup of that was Operation Gliwice. They blew up their own military bases and radio stations, had Jewish prisoners they dressed up in Polish and German uniforms so that'd be real, shot them, and then laid them out for the newsreels they had ready to be run back and aired on the theaters and the audio over radio. But the Germans had big free movie theaters on every street that the Nazis did, and people would run in for free and you know, watch the film reels, then run back out. Very good at propaganda back at that time, kind of the internet of the day. And it came out in the Nuremberg trials that the Nazis staged that to launch World War II. Well, the globalists are using COVID-19 to launch the globalist takeover. And I got up this morning at 6 a.m., got a nice cup of coffee, sat down at the kitchen table, and opened up the iPad. And the first article I saw was a Daily Mail link on Infowars.com. And I went, well, there's no need to just surf around on Infowars. I'll just go to Drudge. He'll have it. No one over there. Sure enough, Drudge had it. And then I went and read the Chinese document the Chinese government admits is real. And it was like I'd had 7 or 8 cups of coffee in about 30 minutes. I only had that one cup of coffee, but I was lit. I was so awake, so on fire. My wife got up about 8 a.m. The kids were waking up. My son's moved out now. He's almost 18, but my 3 daughters got up. They're like, Dad, what are you doing? Because they could just see I was like this. And I said, guys, I've just got to figure out some way to go on air and make sure everybody realizes how important this is, because the listeners are the real power. And if Trump understands this and if everybody understands this, we can defeat the entire New World Order right now instead of have them have their takeover, which is implantable microchips, forced inoculations, world government martial law. It's all being announced as the solution. China admits that they developed COVID-19 in the Wuhan lab. Why have they suddenly released this information? Through British intelligence, the Daily Mail. I'm going to tell you why when we come back. This is so big. China is now admitting that they developed it in the lab. But we'll tell you why. That's the key when we return. We'll be right back. national agency overseeing biological research, virology, genetic engineering in China, released last night a lengthy document to the Daily Mail. And in it, we're going to be reading directly from it here in a moment, it states that the communist Chinese government, since 2012, has received a large group of grants from a certain group to develop weaponized, gain-of-function, common cold, or what we know as the coronavirus. Did you hear what I just said? The communist Chinese on Saturday morning released to what is probably one of the biggest publications in the world, the Daily Mail, a document stating that they did indeed test with bats in the Wuhan level 4 bioweapons lab coronaviruses that they took out of bats and injected into piglets. And when the piglets died from it, they ground up the piglets and fed it to other piglets. Now, that's just one of the studies. Now, why would the communist Chinese release that information? Global bombshell. China admits to harvesting and testing COVID-19-like coronaviruses at Wuhan lab. They actually say COVID-19 in the document, but it's a whole host of them. Hundreds they harvested. So when they told you it came from bats, partially that's true, but not out of the market. And you've seen U.S. Intelligence Committee in the Senate say that. You've seen top Indian laboratories come out and say, we've scanned the virus, it's man-made, it's been altered, it's been gene-edited, RNA spliced, super advanced stuff. Stuff they think the Chi-Coms can't even do. So what did the author of the U.S. Biological Weapons Law, who practices law at the Hague, represents presidents and prime ministers, and who helped write the world law on this, say here 9 weeks ago? He's joining us next hour, Dr. Francis Boyle. You know, the guy with three Harvard degrees. He said 9 weeks ago that it's a U.S.-made bioweapon given to the Chinese to be spliced with these airborne coronaviruses that the bats have to give it gain of function. And that while it's all being blamed on Trump, what's going to happen to the economy, he predicted that, that it's Obama and Hillary and Fauci who were over it at the NIH who allowed the programs from 2012 to 2017, because Obama funded into the year Trump was elected and got into office, that they allowed the transfer of this to the communist Chinese to develop this airborne bioweapon. And now, the communist Chinese come out and they release this document to the mail saying, yes, it turns out we lied to you. We said we weren't working with coronaviruses or bats in the laboratory, that it wasn't zoological. It is. But the U.S. government and Obama funded us. Now, this morning, the headline on that story, this is when you really know it's huge. This morning, the headline on that article from the Daily Mail read, Wuhan lab was performing coronavirus experiments on bats from the caves where the disease is believed to have originated with a $3 million grant from the USA. That was the headline this morning. I have audio files I sent to all the writers and everyone saying, I predict, prime projection, because the Daily Mail isn't in on it. They got MI6 working there, but the Chi-Coms gave them this, that they will later change it to make the focus the U.S., that this is a mistake in the article, that the main Chinese thrust of the document is to blame America, but the article didn't blame America, it blamed China, so I predict they will change the headline. That's in the audio files. Just happened 10 minutes ago. The show was starting. I said, oh, it hasn't started yet. Boom. Right as we go live, they put the article up. They changed it as I foresaw. Because I have learned how they operate. How did I know this? And it's not about me bragging that I know how this stuff works now. It's a formula. The whole article demonizes America and says it's our fault and China deserves no blame. And the UN says it's a global phenomenon and don't blame China. And it goes on to say, anyways, the United States is to blame. They gave us the money to do it. This is a way of saying you better shut this down. You better stop blaming China or we're going to expose the deep state used us to develop illegal weapons. And I said, the article headline doesn't blame us, but the article does, while admitting that they lied to the world and have this lab and that it was weaponized and they developed COVID-19. How huge is that? So they then changed the headline just now, as you just saw. I showed TV viewers on my phone the screenshot. Why did I do it? Knew they were going to kill it. Now, there's 1,000 other data points. That's the problem with my show is I could just state what's going on. It'd be much easier, but I tend to just start. I'll show you this piece. I'll show you that piece. I need to show you 100 of the pieces. Literally, my brain's been on fire since this morning. 100 of the pieces. Because I've already studied each piece and interviewed all the real experts, and I know what's coming next. But let me explain something right now. War is coming. When Bill Maher got up Friday night and said, this is the Chinese virus, and it came out of their labs because of their bad practices with food, and if it was on purpose, war is going to start, and it may be on purpose. That's now the talking point, even in the left of the establishment, because they realize they've been caught. The Chinese are now blackmailing the left who sent them this for a plan they had down another avenue. But when Trump beat them and beat the impeachment, a deep state group with China told them, go ahead and incubate it in your population, use it to suppress Taiwan, use it to suppress the uprisings. And we're going to then say you're doing a great job through the UN. But when it hits America, we're then going to blame Trump and blame him for the economy and removing. Well, I didn't just say that today. I said that 9 weeks ago. I saw the path. I said, that's an enemy attack profile. The pieces we have fit to that, but we're not sure that's it until we see more happen. And then just as we broke down the battle path, it all laid in, and now every piece just laid in, total proof. Because in the last moments, as this comes out, what are they going to do? Well, China sees that it's tried to use this as a weapon against the U.S. Its collaborators have. Trump gets it. He's starting to point out it came from there. They know it's about to come out, that it's man-made. We already know that from the institutes in Europe and India that scanned it. And so they're like, whoa, 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 whoa. Okay, we got it from you. It was in the Wuhan lab. Didn't come from the weird food grocery store where cats and snakes and everything else are at. But it's an accident. Stop it. That is the point we've gotten to now, because Trump can move the entire deep state globalist system and their allies, who he has in check right now, into checkmate. We already had them in check. I mean, victory is easy. Look, I see 1,000 levels into this, folks. Let me tell you. Pentagon, Trump, I know you're listening. Just listen to me. I know you already know this. Act on your instincts. We have them now. This is it. We don't have to. You can't keep the dragon around as an enemy. It's got to be destroyed. And we can do this with the globalists that serve it now. This is it. I'm going to lay it out in layman's terms when we come back. But Chi-Coms admit weaponized COVID-19 in their weapons lab.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I know you deceived me, now here's a surprise.
I know that you have, because there's magic in my eyes.
I can see for miles and miles. We are back live, broadcasting worldwide on this Sunday transmission, the most important broadcast I've ever done. And things are quickening like this. Next week, maybe the biggest broadcast ever. We just keep breaking each record with how insane the world's going. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Let me just calmly give you a synopsis, kind of the back of the book. And then, if you'd like to delve into the reality, it goes very deep. You ever heard the term too big to fail? I'm sure you have. How about too evil to fail? Too out of control to fail. I know the names and the players and the statements of the robber baron billionaires 100 years ago. That was like trillionaires today. And the foundations they set up. Cold Springs Harbor, Rockefeller Foundation, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, Kaiser Wilhelm Institute. That from over 120 years ago until now openly have the mission of eugenics. They just don't say it publicly. James Watson, the discoverer of DNA, the guy that ran Cold Springs Harbor till a few years ago when he said black people weren't humans. And he said that they can genetically find out who's going to be gay and kill the embryos. I'm not kidding. His only problem was he actually told you what there. He's the head dude. That's Bill Gates' mentor. Go look it up. Bill Gates' dad worked for him. And see, I research all this. But the New York Times won't give you his background or who he worked with or what he did. They'll just go, oh, he's one crazy guy that ran the Human Genome Project. He's got a 220 IQ, but he's psychotic. The dude doesn't know how to have a good time, doesn't know how to have a soul. A lot of these super IQ people are like robots, man. They can do math all day, but brother, they sure won't go change the baby's diaper. Because IQ was created by these psychotics, and it's not a real reflection, but I'm not going to get into that. Let me explain something here, folks. If you think Hitler was bad, you're going to love the COVID-19 response. World government, forced inoculations, implantable vaccine inks that are chips that are liquid so you can never pull the chip out of you. That's ID 2020. That's publicly all over the news right now. My phone rings off the hook. I get calls at home. Neighbors come over and go, I thought you were crazy. They're on the news saying everybody's going to get a digital chip injected in the vaccine before we can leave our houses. Well, what do we do? They're dragging people off buses that don't have masks on in Philadelphia. Look, I'll do it next segment. I'm going to control myself and actually lay it out. But you understand that I'm not even that smart. I have friends that like football or baseball who can tell me what Babe Ruth did at the third World Series he was at and what type of cigars he smoked. And they can tell me what Daryl Strawberry did at the World Series, all this stuff. Well, you know what? I can tell you how Bill Gates went on PBS in 1990 and pledged to set up world government and reduce the world population forcibly, and I got the damn video. And see, all these people go, well, when they mean deplete the world population, it means we'll just kill off the Mexicans and the black people. Oh, yeah, right. They're going to kill everybody off, dumbasses. These people are psychotics. And I sit here, and yeah, I've gone a little crazy knowing all this. Because I know all these men that are smart and are strong, but they're not spiritually strong. And they all they care about is their house and their trophy wife and their sports car. And they go, Alex, you're dumb. You'll never help the masses. Why don't you just worry about yourself and work in the system? They all think they're part of it. Dude, they're getting rid of that for everybody, dumbass. The globalists hate responsive, smart, empowered people more than they hate the stooges. They're just trying to get you signed on to extermination so there'll be no one left when it's your time, dumbass. And if you had any spiritual IQ, you'd know that. Why do we have so much wealth and power in this country? Because we were Christian. We realized we were doing wrong. We stood up against it. We reproved it. We did better. We opened up human freedom. We said the common people deserve just as big a chance as royalty because royalty was stagnant. And you talk about retarded. And because we tried to empower the individual and the low IQ, we had all the inventions and took the planet over. But see, this is just an indictment of the globalists and getting into the philosophy of it and how it's wrong. Do I get the howling mob can be dumbed down and mobilized to come take my rights? Damn right. But does that mean I want to poison them and dumb them down so I can phase them out and kill them? If you had any spiritual connection to the universe, you'd know God doesn't like that. So it's not only that I don't have a desire to kill people that aren't on average as smart as me. I have a desire to empower them because God's a lot smarter than us, but God wants us to learn and teach. It's like your five-year-old doesn't know as much as you. So what do? Trip them and beat them up? When you take your five-year-old back in the backyard because you're bigger, you weigh 250 pounds, you can beat them up, you feel big. Oh, look, I can take these poor people and screw them over. I'm real big. I'm survival of the fittest, man. I'm real tough. I'm in charge. You're not in charge of nothing. All right, I'm going to stop, and I'm going to take a break. When we come back, I just want to say this. I don't want to be dramatic. There's not, if I knew in a warehouse next door that criminals had kidnapped a little girl and were raping her right now, I would go tear the door down if I didn't have a key, and I'd go in there and I'd kill him. And not because I'm some special person. I'm a man. I'm programmed right, man. I got it together. I'm not a slave. I don't back down. And how is that even heroic? It's not. So when I get up here and I talk about how they produced this weapon to release it, to take all our freedoms, and they've been caught red-handed, and the very people in the Obama administration that gave it to the Chi-Coms have been caught red-handed and are being blackmailed by the Chi-Coms right now, and I'm risking my life to do this because I'm not a selfish idiot. We're going to lose everything if we don't stand up. I get pissed. Because if your neighbor's house was on fire and you came to your, say, sons, son, I see the neighbor's house a half mile away is on fire. We got to go help him. They said, Dad, we don't care. You as a father would be pissed at your sons not getting up to go help the neighbor. But let's say you went to help the neighbor, and because when you get there, you don't have enough help to get the people out and they die. How would you feel towards your sons? You would disown them. And not because you hate them, but because they're not really your sons. They're trash. And God is looking at us and asking, are you going to stand up for people, or are you going to play this devil game of playing God? And I've got James Watson, the guy that advised and ran Bill Gates' dad, everything, literally saying, there is no God, but I am God, and I am going to kill the dumb people. And like he runs it all still. And it's all funny. It's all cutesy cake. So when we come back, what if the Chinese came out and admitted they released the virus? Well, they did. But they said America told us to do it. That's what's broken in the document they released. And of course, I told the crew before we went live, I said, watch, I said, they've messed up. MI6 messed up when they got this document. It's an attack on America. Watch the. And sure enough, they changed the headline. They changed it while we were there watching it in live time. Wait till you hear this. This is the smoking gun. Tell everyone you know, tune in now. Do it now.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here, back live. So let me lay out some of the most important news and information you're ever going to hear. Again, ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. Let me lay out some of the most important and powerful information that you're ever going to hear on air. Let's skip to what's currently happening and then work backwards from there. That's a good way to break this down. Currently, all over the controlled corporate news, we're being told China's Xi Jinping did a wonderful job in China and that Trump did a terrible job. Here's MSN today. He could have seen what was coming behind Trump's failure on the virus. That is being said everywhere. Now, let's go back 10 weeks ago to InfoWars and bioweapons experts and others we were having on, and major Indian universities and German universities that scanned the virus and said, this is clearly man-made. We've seen the gene insertions. This is a chimera. I'm going to show you all those articles. What are you going to do if you're the communist Chinese and a bioweapon gets out of a laboratory and that information's breaking? Well, you're going to come up with a story that it came from a food market down the street and from bats there. I'm going to go to rebroadcast. I'm going to have to take a break. This is not a new dramatic thing I'm doing here on air. This information is too powerful to even cover on air. It's just too big. And I have Dr. Francis Boyle joining us next hour. It's just too huge. And the problem is it's not taken seriously. None of this is taken seriously. People don't even get what they're seeing or hearing. Because it's what's going to come out of this and what's going to be done to your family and the world government, the forced inoculations and the tyranny and the very people behind it from the Obama administration publicly gave the weaponized viruses to China, who further weaponized it and then released it to shut down the Taiwan protest and released it to then be exported against America so the left would call for a shutdown of our economy. So if Trump doesn't do that, he's a mass murderer. And so we go into depression. They remove Trump from office. And then when it starts coming out that our own scientists know it's man-made and you can't say it came out of some food market, you go, oh, yeah. And the Chinese government releases a document. It's on InfoWars.com saying they got it from the U.S. government. And indeed, it came out of the Wuhan laboratory. So now the Chinese are letting America know, if you try to blame us and you let Trump blame us, we're going to expose Fauci and Gates and the universities who we have the names of who gave us all of this, who did this. And of course, Gates and Fauci did it. They're the ones getting the power from it. They're the ones that had the Event 201 drills. They're the ones that set it all up. So I'm going to air a special report. And I'm going to come back and try it to in one segment as a compendium. We're not going to put articles on screen. It's not the crew's fault, but what happens is I'm here and they want to put up on screen things I'm talking about. I've already got them all right here. And then my mind is already projected, ready to lay all this out, how it all connects. And I'm giving a briefing here, and it's not their fault. They're doing a great job. I should just go home, actually. That's probably what I'm going to do. It's no big deal. At this point, if America wants this, screw it, man. Screw it. You want Gates' vaccines. You want robot control. They're publicly doing it. No one cares. Nobody cares about the unborn babies. Just screw it, man. It's so unbelievable at this point. You know, the good news is at least all this is starting to come out. All right, I'm going to give you a clip to play. Hopefully it's on the computer, but let's look at these. Greg Reese's report's really good. Medical Tyranny 2020. Let's get that clip four ready. We're going to air that here in right now.
You know, having been through other serious issues, particularly the very painful early years of HIV, AIDS, when people talk about conspiracy theories, you will always have conspiracy theories when you have very challenging public health crises. They are nothing but distractions. You know, I can assure you, we have so much to do to protect the health and the welfare of the American people that I would just hope we just put those conspiracy stuff and let somebody write a book about it later on, but not now.
Anthony Fauci does not like conspiracy theories. And if the president does not fire several members of his COVID-19 response team, the books written in the future will likely be about the Bill Gates Big Pharma takeover of America. Dr. Fauci is on the Leadership Council for the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Deborah Birx is a board member for the Global Fund to Fight AIDS, Tuberculosis, and Malaria, which was founded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Robert Redfield, current director of the CDC, was a founder of the Institute of Human Virology, who has received $31.8 million from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Seema Verna has worked with Sue Desmond Hellman, chief executive officer of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Alex Azar was president of Eli Lilly's U.S. division. Under his leadership, prices for the company's top-selling insulin drug tripled, which led to a class-action lawsuit. Jerome Adams received a medical scholarship from Eli Lilly. Stephen Hahn is commissioner for the FDA, who partnered with Bill and Melinda Gates in 2017. Stephen Mnuchin was a member of Skull and Bones at Yale University, and he partnered with George Soros to create SFM Capital Management. Brett Giroir was the director of DARPA. And CDC official Dr. Nancy Messonnier is Rod Rosenstein's sister. Many have been concerned that President Trump has been surrounded by deep state operatives for the past 3 years. Well, now he seems to be completely surrounded by Big Pharma and Bill Gates loyalists, all pushing vaccines as the solution and admitting that they might make things worse.
Does the vaccine make you worse? And there are diseases in which you vaccinate someone, they get infected with what you're trying to protect them with, and you actually enhance the infection.
Los Angeles has announced that they're going to pay people to snitch on their neighbors.
You know the old expression about snitches? Well, in this case, snitches get rewards. We want to thank you for turning folks in and making sure we are all safe.
And the public is now being prepared for mandatory certificates of immunity in order to freely leave their homes.
Can you imagine a time where Americans carry certificates of immunity?
You know, that's possible.
That's implantable chips.
One of those things that we talk about when we want to make sure that we know who the vulnerable people are and not. This is something that's being discussed. I think it might actually have some merit under certain circumstances.
Welcome to Medical Tyranny 2020. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
May God be with you all.
When we come back, I'm knocking it out of the park. In one segment, I'm laying the entire thing out. China has now come out and said the U.S. gave them COVID-19. That's blackmail. It's Sunday, April 12th. The year is 2020. I am your host, Alex Jones. Appeared last night in the Daily Mail with a press release, documents put out by the Communist Chinese saying that, okay, we were working with COVID-19 type viruses with bats at the Wuhan Level 4 bioweapons facility, but don't blame us. We didn't do it on purpose. We're not sure how it happened, but Obama and the NIH and Fauci, starting in 2012, gave us all these grants and all this money to do it. Now, why would they do that? Because they know that we're exposing them. They know major institutes have scanned the viruses and know that it's man-made. It's not just from some cave. And they know that they then cultured it inside piglets that were fed dead piglets that were killed with the virus so that they could then harvest the virus in mass, weaponize it, and produce it. And then right when Taiwan rebelled, right when China was about to be overthrown by people resisting it, right when the globalists couldn't get rid of Trump, the very globalists that gave China the weaponized COVID-19 Wuhan virus, the very globalists that set China up, the very globalists that wanted to remove Trump, told Xi Jinping, you release it, we'll shut down Taiwan, it will shut down your own people. Will then say you did a great job, reopen your economy. Will then launch it into the West. Trump will never know what hit him. Will tell them that Trump's got too strong a response at first. He'll relax the response. Judges will block him. Once it hits the United States, we will then blame him for every death and say he must be removed from office. It'll kill the economy, the things supporting him. That's what happened. We said that 9 months ago is what the evidence showed. Had top experts like Dr. Boyle, who wrote the U.S. Biological Weapons Law, joining us next hour. And we have articles and documents and scientific research. I'll show you right now where this was going on 5 years ago and was a national debate only 3 years after it started. Scientists were like, why are you giving gain of function, meaning airborne, weaponized common cold to the Chinese, a chimera virus that you can add viruses onto? A cutout virus. China can't produce that. At least they couldn't 5 years ago. The U.S. government gave them that virus that they could then load anything they wanted into, and they loaded the Wuhan virus into it because it's a coronavirus, and so is that virus. I will show you mainline news 5 years ago saying, what are you doing giving China gain of function? So China's saying to the NIH, the deep state, to the globalist, hey, you're going to hang us out to drive for the virus you gave us? You're going to let Trump come out with Senator Cotton and Senator Hawley and you know, Alex Jones and Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and Tucker Carlson and even Bill Maher comes out and says, if China did this on purpose, it's war Friday night. As America wakes up to this and says, yeah, it's an economic weapon, and yeah, you covered it up, and yeah, it came out of your laboratory, they're like, whoa, 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 hold your horses there, Tex. Here's the documents. We were given this in all these studies by Obama and by Fauci and the NIH. Of course, you've got Bill Gates and the globalists and all the money and the Rockefeller Foundation that did lockstep 10 years ago, a big public paper about world government martial law using a deadly airborne virus that hits the lungs. You've got Event 201 last year conducted by Melinda Gates, 65 million died from an airborne coronavirus. And they bring in world government. They tabletopped and exercised all this. And then Bill Gates has all the shows come out about him as a hero during a pandemic. And Bill Gates has the, not the vaccine ready, but the actual clone of this virus, this master virus, ready 2 years ago. He's got that. This has all come out. And now he's the savior everywhere, saying, you don't leave your house till you've had the shot. You'll have to have a digital tattoo in the vaccine under your skin before you can go to school. That's ABC News. Children will have to have this to go to school. This isn't Alex Jones warning of it, saying it'd be Bill Gates later in a released bioweapon. It's been done. But I knew that if we exposed that the Chi-Coms released it to shut down Taiwan, shut down their own people, had been promised by the World Health Organization, the UN, that they'd be seen as heroes, but that Trump would then be blamed as the bad guy. Xi Jinping went for it, allowed its release, allowed incubation in Wuhan. And then the Democrats said, leave the borders open, leave the planes open, go to Chinatown. Federal judges tried to block Trump for a few weeks, blocking the flights 8-9 weeks ago. They got in, it incubated, NIH brought in Americans that had it, turned them loose in San Antonio, turned them loose in New York, turned them loose in Seattle, L.A., Portland. This is all on record. I'm watching all this, seeing it. And then suddenly they go from Trump, don't stop it, there's no problem, the virus is a hoax, to it's your fault, Trump, you didn't do enough. Once they knew there was enough people here to have some death. And there it is. Oh, Wuhan's not involved. Oh, they're level 4 bioweapons lab's not involved. Oh, never mind Alex Jones and, you know, the top weapons experts he has on saying 5 years ago Obama transferred this to them and 8 years ago did the contracts. We've already exposed all this. I've already had Dr. Boyle on and others 6, 7, 8, 9 weeks ago, over and over again, saying it's a gain-of-function bioweapon released out of Wuhan. Videos with millions of views at band.video. And then the communist Chinese desperately release a document to one of the biggest papers in the world, the Daily Mail. And the headline earlier was, oh, they tested on bats with COVID-19, but they're not sure that's where. And I said, that's... they don't get the hit piece while the Chinese did this. It's to blame America and to blackmail the West, saying, you release this, we'll expose your deep state operatives at NIH that gave it to us. And sure enough, they changed the headline saying, America, scandal, gave the bioweapon to them. It's all America's fault. Wow. I mean, this is so epic. And then in live time, They're changing the article and removing what it said earlier about the NIH and Fauci transferring it to them. But we have it all saved at a place called Infowars.com. Wuhan Lab was performing experiments on bats from coronavirus caves. But now they've changed the headline to say it's America's fault. Here's our article. Global bombshell. China admits to harvesting and testing COVID-19 like coronavirus at Wuhan Lab. And they even admit COVID-19 specifically, but our article lays it all out, even has the screenshots of how the Daily Mail has now changed their headline and removed stuff. Wuhan Lab was performing coronavirus experiments on bats from the caves where the disease is believed to have originated with a $3 million grant from the U.S. That has now been completely changed. Go ahead if you want and put the new headline up. Now, there it is. Revealed, U.S. government gave $3.7 million grant to Wuhan Lab, its center of coronavirus leak security that was performing experiments on bats from caves where the disease is believed to have originated. Now, why are they doing all this? Because, yes, it came out of Wuhan. Yes, it came out of the lab. Yes, Obama and the globalists funded this so China could release it on their enemies later and use it as an economic weapon against America and have the martial law lockdown, the forced inoculation. But when you read the headline, it didn't come from the bats. It came from the United States of America and the globalists and Obama and Fauci running it. Here is thescientist.com article from 5 years ago. I keep harping on lab made coronavirus triggers debate. And it goes on to say the gain of function is what worries them. They've even gone and tried to edit this and pull stuff out, but it's on the Wayback Machine saved. Why would you give them an airborne weaponized chimera genetically engineered from four viruses to China? Because it's the carrier they need to then splice viruses with it, inject it into piglets who then die. And they take the dead piglet meat, feed it to other piglets. Then they drain the blood out of those piglets and strain out all the viruses. By the way, you can go read the Chinese government report. They admit all this. But they say, America told us, Obama told us, Fauci told us. And they're saying, hey, you get Trump off our ass. We did all this for you. You gave it to us. And then, of course, it was all pointed at America, though. When Trump got in and the economy and everything else, Xi Jinping did a great job a month ago. America's done a bad job. China can reopen. We can never reopen because here's the key to everything. If President Trump gets out and says communist China working with traitors in America, Hollywood, and the EU globalist have launched this whole attack on us economically. They're pissed this happened. They hid how bad it was, bare minimum. It came out of their lab. Did they release it on purpose or by accident? It doesn't matter. And damn right, Fauci and the NIH and Obama are involved in all this too. We're shutting down these level four bioweapons labs. We're going to prosecute the people that have been involved. We're going to shut all this down. And this is over. Then it's the right thing to do. The economy comes back. People aren't mind controlled by this, by the very group Fauci that works for Soros and for Bill Gates and others can't use it to terrorize us and control us because they're the very ones that are behind it all, like James Bond supervillains. Next level, clearly having the motive, the history, and now their fingerprints all over it, caught red-handed, because now there's infighting between the Chi-Coms and the deep state in America to try to take down Trump. Trump can now expose this. It's all coming out in the open, and the Chi-Coms are having to admit that they're the ones that actually bred this up, but are saying, hey, you told us to do it. It doesn't matter. We now expose Fauci, Bill Gates, the globalist, Hillary Clinton, Obama for doing it, and it's game over for them. Because that's what I told you 9 weeks ago this is, and that's what this is, and that's why this is so damn incredible. I mean, Trump has total checkmate victory in his hands, and it's the right thing to do. But it's going to be scary to come out and admit Obama has to be arrested for treason immediately. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I am your host, Alex Jones. And the biggest news ever when it comes to COVID-19, the martial law and everything we're seeing has now broken. The communist Chinese came out in a reversal yesterday and released a document saying, okay, we were working with bats and COVID-19 under a U.S. government grant in Wuhan, going back starting in 2012, ending in 2017. The NIH and Fauci was directing us. Now, they've said this isn't man-made, even though major institutions and universities have scanned the virus and said that. It is so huge now, they're being forced to say that because they know the evidence is mounting that that's the case. So now they're saying, hey, Obama and Hillary And big tech and Bill and Melinda Gates, they gave us these viruses. They did all of this. So if you want to blame China and talk about war with China, well, it's your fault. It's your deep state did it. Meanwhile, mainstream media is blaming Trump for any deaths and saying he should be driven from office. So Wuhan lab was performing experiments on bats from coronavirus caves. We already knew this. It was already in the literature. But what's crazy is now China is admitting all of this because they know that the Senate Intelligence Committee and others know what's happening and that Trump is getting ready to blame China for doing this because they did it in conjunction with the globalist deep state to have these weapons. And clearly when Taiwan was revolting, China was revolting, Xi Jinping was in trouble, this was a weapon against our economy. The communists would shut it down, cover it up. The media would praise them. The UN they own would praise them. But the same lapdog media for the commies that attacked America and Trump. Everything we predicted 9 weeks ago is now unfolded. But now the Chi-Coms have come out and said, watch out, blaming us. Your deep state, Fauci, the NIH did it all. It's in the article. They may pull it at any time, but we've saved it. It's posted in our article. They already changed the headline, already pulling some of the stuff. Admit this. And this is a major shot across the bow from the Chi-Coms saying, hey, you blame us. You pull us into this. Hey, you gave it to us. You said we should do it. Well, Trump didn't do that. The deep state traitors did. So instead of Trump just sitting there and taking this and then going, sir, it's national security, you go, no, it's criminals in our government. We've already arrested the head scientist at Harvard involved in this. We've already arrested thousands of Chinese agents. We're going to just bring this out in front of America and explain the Democratic Party, Hollywood's owned by the Chi-Coms. They use the Chi-Coms to set this up. They use communist China to carry out their crimes, launder their money, and now they've been caught red-handed because they're not going to give up. Just like when the impeachment didn't work, they launched this bio attack. And now it's an attack against the economy. You cannot sit there and take these attacks anymore. And that's my advice to the president, the American people, to the Pentagon, is that we're already in a war. Everybody already knows it. And let's just get honest about where we are. But to have the Chi-Coms come out and say, we were given this by America, we were paid to do this by America, okay, it's in our lab, but we were told to do it by you, is public blackmail. The article's global bombshell. China admits to harvesting and testing COVID-19 like coronavirus's Wuhan lab under Barack Obama's directive. Boy, they don't want that getting out of them. This article from 5 years ago. Lab-made coronavirus triggers debate. They even changed that headline. A month ago when we first started covering, a few months ago, it said gain of function, man-made chimera. But it's on the Wayback Machine. Why did North Carolina level 4 under Obama's directive give them a weaponized coronavirus that's airborne and kills people? It doesn't matter if the scientist changes the headline. We have the scientists in the reports. Look at this one. Coronavirus contains HIV insertions, stoking fears of artificially created bioweapon. The Indian University has been vindicated. And now the Indian government last week announced criminal investigation of the Wuhan lab because the Indian government's got scientists as good as anybody. They've scanned it and they say it's man-made with the peace shuttle gene insertions. German labs, Indian labs, others who aren't afraid early on said, my God, this is totally man-made. It was man-made in the U.S. as a carrier virus. They brought it over, spliced it, then bred it in piglets that were fed dead piglets that had died from being injected with COVID-19. Unbelievable. The author of the U.S. Biological Weapons Law that became world treaty, Dr. Francis Boyle, in 60 seconds. Tell folks to tune in or roll over and die to the globalist. This is a major, giant development.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are broadcasting worldwide. I am your host, Alex Jones. And you can go back to band.video, go back to InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com. Starting about 9 weeks ago, we began to have Dr. Francis Boyle on every week. He normally comes on 3 or 4 times a year. And he's got multiple degrees from Harvard, represents world leaders at The Hague, wrote the U.S. Biological Weapons Law that got adopted, most of it, into the World Treaty. And he came on 9 weeks ago. In fact, a minute I'll put up on screen for you. I'll pull up on my phone. It's pretty quick. And he came on 9 weeks ago. There's one of them, February 21st. But he came on even before that and said, smoking gun bombshell interview, Professor Francis Boyle exposes the bioweapons origin of the COVID-19 coronavirus. And again, he came on 3 weeks before that, too. But great job, crew, pulling that up with 10 seconds, because they're just, this isn't a pre-planned show. They're just going off what I'm covering, because I've done my own research. When I got up this morning at like 6 a.m. and I went to drudgereport.com, I went to Infowars.com, and I saw the Daily Mail, that's basically British intelligence, with the headline, China admits that they were taking blood from bats and injecting it into piglets and isolating hundreds of new coronaviruses, including COVID-19. It just absolutely blew me away. Since then, they've changed the headline to blame America, which is what I predicted they would do. What do you do when the NIH, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, these big globalist weaponized systems are giving China these systems on record that Boyle exposed going back 8-9 weeks ago here on air? What do you do when that's happening? Well, you come out and you say, okay, we were given grants by the NIH to do this, just as Boyle said months ago. So don't blame us. So now they've gone from saying, oh, nothing's going on at the lab. We never looked at anything zoological. We don't look at bats. Somebody ate a bat down the street. That's what caused it. To, okay, you're right. Probably leaked out of our lab or whatever. The U.S. government told us to do this. Because, see, we weren't supposed to be that smart. Boyle was the first to say it. It's just true that it's in the literature, in the scientific press, that there was a scandal 5 years ago that this had been going on for 3 years then. Now, 8 years. And this is so huge because from what I see politically, forget the science, is that China now knows people are getting pissed that they leaked this, they had this. So they know that they're getting the blame. Even Bill Maher says this might be war Friday. And so they're going, oh, guess what? We were getting this from you. So they've gone from denying it and covering it up and going, okay, we did this. But think about, forget the Chi-Coms. Fauci, $100 million grant from Bill and Melinda Gates. Bill and Melinda Gates with their Event 201 for global martial law. Bill Gates wants injectable forced inoculations, under the skin microchips. All this craziness, everything he's ever wanted, when meanwhile he's behind the scenes of this whole thing. This is so bombshell. And yeah, we'll play a clip next segment where Fauci said in 2017, Trump will be faced with a giant biological event. Well, now it's here. So we're told our way of life is over and all these things are going to happen, but the very people involved in it from the beginning, illegal weapons research, using China as the place to conduct gain of function, which was in the news that this was wrong, a major scandal. And what's their answer? They've gone in and edited the Daily Mail. They've gone in and edited the scientist and removed the headline that was major controversy, chimera, lab-made cell, gain of function, because the literature said they did it. They weren't hiding it. Now they've just changed the headline. Creation of chimera SARS-like virus as scientists discussing the risk of gain of function research. So joining us for the rest of the hour is Dr. Boyle. In fact, I never go over his whole bio. Maybe I should sometimes. People want to hear somebody's credentials, but it would take about an hour. But he's headed up international organizations. He's represented world leaders, presidents, prime ministers at The Hague. He wrote the U.S. Biological Weapons Law. He's delivered the Bertrand Russell Peace Lectures. He's a best-selling author, the whole nine yards, and he's here with us. But for me, this is a seismic event to have China go from denying it, Dr. Boyle, to going, yeah, we did it, and you told us to. I mean, what in the hell is going on here?
Thank you for having me on, Alex, my best to your viewing audience, and happy Easter, Passover to those of you who observe these holidays. Well, right now, Alex, what seriously concerns me is this. Has there been anyone to sit down with President Trump and explain to him that this is an extremely dangerous, offensive, biological warfare weapon that has never been unleashed upon humanity before? It has now been reported that U.S. intelligence agencies figured out there was a loop, a leak of something there from the BSL-4 by the end of November, and apparently put it in daily intelligence reports or something like that, which, as we know, President Trump doesn't pay much attention to because, for good cause, he doesn't trust U.S. intelligence agencies. But they figured it out on the basis of their own intelligence sources. You know, our intelligence agencies aren't dumb. They might be corrupt, but they're not dumb. And that's why we pay tens of billions of dollars to work over there. And according to the report, the first Trump ever heard was by Alex Azar, up to his eyeballs in the drug industry on January 3rd. Well, did anyone ever tell President Trump what I said here before? An extremely dangerous offensive biological warfare weapon that threatens all of humanity. I don't get the impression that anyone has told him that, because the cast of characters he has around him, excluding Vice President Pence, are up to their eyeballs in this stuff. And they're not going to come clean, because eventually, as you correctly pointed out, the trail leads back to them.
I correctly pointed that out because you've harped on that in like 15 shows. You nailed it. You showed the original documents. It's now confirmed. I want to get into what this means when we come back. But Dr. Boyle, how big is it? Do you agree with my analysis? And maybe I'm wrong. Correct me if I'm wrong. You're the expert. China coming out and saying, okay, it came out of our lab probably, but you paid us to do it. That's them trying to get out of this, and shows they're now trying to blackmail Fauci and the NIH to suppress Trump. And because Trump's going in the direction of blaming China, and China's like, wait, don't be so quick. You're involved up to your eyeballs.
Right. Well, you know, during the Watergate scandal, this is called a limited hangout by China. As I said before, it's clear China was weaponizing this Wuhan coronavirus to be used at some point in the future. There's not a doubt in my mind that was going on. But it is also clear from the record that they got this technology courtesy of the different agencies of the United States government that you have discussed, including the FDA, Harvard's Dana-Farber Cancer Center, University of North Carolina, Fauci's NIAID, and the National Institute of Health. And this all occurred under the Obama administration. As I said before, Trump is left holding the bag here. And he, I think, has to face up to the fact that we here in America are in the war of our lives in order to save our own people and our own country. I think he's got to be honest with the people, the American people, explain what happened here. You know, I'm not a China basher. As I've said before, I'm a professor of international law. They can have whatever government they want over there, but it is undeniable what happened here. The Chinese government at the very top, from President Xi on down, as demonstrated by this cover-up, knew that they were weaponizing this coronavirus and undoubtedly for use against us someday. We have to start with that and work forward from it.
Exactly. That's why it's always good to get you on. Stay there. We're going to break. But I get a headache with all the evidence where to start first. You just started what the solution is, what Trump needs to do right now. We'll be right back. Dr. Francis Boyle, the author of the U.S. Biological Weapons Law, got adopted into world treaty, just said that this is the greatest threat faced in modern times by America and the world. An offensive Chinese biological weapon developed the Wuhan weapons facility. He said that 9 weeks ago here on air. The article's posted. And now the communist Chinese have come out and said last night in a release that, okay, we were doing these research in the lab, it's true, but the NIH funded us. That's what Boyle harped on so much, because once that happens, the Chi-Coms can blackmail us and back and forth. Here's what Fauci had to say in 2017.
is that there is no question that there will be a challenge to the coming administration in the arena of infectious diseases, both chronic infectious diseases in the sense of already ongoing disease, and we have certainly a large burden of that, but also there will be a surprise outbreak.
And he goes on to say that Trump will be challenged by. So Dr. Boyle, instead of being excited or in a good mood that we're so right about this, I'm the most freaked out I've ever been. The crew knows, and I've been on here 26 years. I never choke. I'm having trouble doing the show right now because I know how real it is. I see the lockdown. I see the thousands dead every day in New York. I sit there and I watch the media make jokes about this and blame Trump. Forget Trump. He's not behind it. And I see them reveling in it, trying to bring down the economy and calling for vaccines that you've pointed out yourself will never match what the mutation is. So that's worthless. The British government, the UK government, the Canadian government, I've got a stack here, is saying it'll never end until we have a cure. And I see the very medical tyranny, the Nazi science, as you call it, these level four bioweapons labs that are transferring this all over the world, not getting in trouble, but actually getting all this power. And I'm watching Fauci. Because I remember, like, when you were on 9 weeks ago going, Fauci's behind it. He's been running it since the 80s. He runs the labs. He's doing it. I knew a lot of that was in the news then. You could find it. But I'm thinking, really, Fauci? And now the guy on stage I look at, who I know then transferred this to China with Obama, it's a feeling I've never had. It's not a feeling of fear, a feeling of even anger. It's more of a feeling of, like, how the hell is this happening? I'm going to stop. Just how this is so huge. Let's just get the political here. Do you agree with me? I know you like to speculate, but you're a famous lawyer, too, not just a guy that researches science. What do you make of China coming out and saying this? Clearly, they're saying, don't blame us. We were being funded to do this research. Don't blame us. I mean, that's a pretty big development there. How else could you read that?
Well, right. At Nuremberg, the Nazis tried to make the defense known as tu quoque in Latin, you also, that, well, we might have committed war crimes, but so did you. And the Nuremberg Tribunal rejected that defense. And we were sitting on that Nuremberg Tribunal. It was President Roosevelt's idea. So I don't think we should accept the Chinese defense here. And I want to make it clear, I'm not a China basher. I never have been.
No, you're well known to be not anti-China. But that's what I'm saying is there's that, because we know they brought up the eugenics programs in the U.S., and Margaret Sanger and stuff, and then said, so we're allowed to. And we're like, well, you actually executed it. What I'm getting at here is, how big is it that they're coming out saying, hey, don't blame us. We were working with Fauci. I mean, to me, that's showing desperateness right there. That the whole operation you exposed over 2 months ago here on air is now coming out in the open. That's got to be vindicating.
Well, I don't feel vindicated. It just seems that the Chinese have moved to the second stage of their propaganda campaign. The first was to cover it up and lie about it. And by the way, Fauci knew right away. If U.S. intelligence agencies figured this out by the end of November, it was pretty easy for Fauci to do. All he had to do was call it up on his computer. It was right there that his NIAID had paid for it at University of North Carolina. It's there. You can just read it. And same with the National Institutes of Health. It was paused, and then it was approved again and reauthorized under Obama. So these people knew at the highest level, and they've tried to cover up everything since then. And not only that, but use it to empower themselves and their own agenda. You're exactly right.
That's what makes me physically have an emotion beyond anger now. When I see the people, and what you said confirmed, because I believe you, and I've had you on for 20-something years, and I know you're a smart guy and really you have integrity, but still I take stuff a little bit of grain of salt. Okay, well, maybe he's right about all of it. When I now know they're getting all the power, all the control, locking us down in our houses, they're behind this, they're covering it up, the Chi-Coms are now admitting it, plus we have all the documents admitting it. I don't believe a damn thing the Chi-Coms say. To me, it's just surreal, Doctor. It's like, what's coming next?
Well, Alex, all I can say, professionally, I've dealt with major war criminals myself, like Slobodan Milosevic, personally, Karadzic and those types of people. So it doesn't surprise me at all that we have the exact same type of people here running this issue in the United States government, right under President Trump's nose and Vice President.
And by the way, for an average person, I'm going to not interrupt you next segment, but that kind of sounds like a weird boast. You represented at The Hague Slobodan Milosevic and others. I mean, for folks that didn't know.
No, I didn't represent Milosevic. I went after Milosevic for the Bosnia.
I represented. That's what I meant. I meant you went after him, but you represented at the court trial.
Right. Both at the International Court of Justice in The Hague, starting in 2003. And then in 1999, I agreed to become the attorney for the mothers of Srebrenica and Pradrina.
And I'm sorry for misstating that. I meant like you were representative at that trial.
I represented them before the International Criminal Tribunal for the former Yugoslavia, and I got Milosevic indicted for almost every crime in the ICTY statute book, including two counts of genocide, one for genocide against Bosnia in general, and the second for Srebrenica, the
and
genocide.
By the way, that's on record, and I knew that. Said it wrong. That's the perfect foot and mouth statement. But that's perfect when you're live. That happens. When we come back in a 10-minute segment, what do you want to lay out here? What are you predicting next happens if the Chinese government's now going, okay, we were doing experiments for the U.S. government, NIH, leave us alone, don't blame us. That, to me, just shows desperation. You're saying next. You say it's the next level of their propaganda.
Right. Well, again, I think we have to act irrespective of what they're doing. You know, they've lied from the get-go. You are correct. You know, this is a turbocharged Chinese communist dictatorship over there under President Xi. So we can't rely on anything coming out of China. Indeed, this so-called University of Washington program statistics, Americans killed, I think, yeah, they're relying on Chinese data. They admit it. Burks admits she's relying on Chinese data. It's completely preposterous. They're giving us lowball figures here of future American casualties. And that University of Washington, that study has been bought and paid for by Bill Gates. So how can you rely on any of that? You can't. You know, we American people are just going to have to take this into our own hands.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Look, I don't put an act on here. I mean, I intellectually look at the news and the research, then I tell you how I really feel. And I think it's one reason we've been successful at waking a lot of people up is when I'm angry, I'll tell you. And now I'm watching clearly a weaponized virus. That's why biologists are so scared of it. That's killing people, and then I'm seeing the very people who are behind it getting all this power out of it, and that is disgusting to me. So Dr. Francis Boyle is here. He again represents world leaders at The Hague. He's also prosecuted people like Slobodan Milosevic, dictator of Serbia. He's the author of the U.S. Biological Weapons Law. And when he was on like 8-9 weeks ago and first broke all this, I'd have him back on. I'd say, well, break down again for listeners how it's weaponized, the universities that sold it, the NIH, how Fauci's up to his eyeballs. He's like, no, I've already covered that. Let's move on to what's happening now. And I get that. People should go back and watch it. It's a Bandot video, and I'm not even trying to find it myself. It takes like 5 minutes. But now watching this, I go back to this, to have China do a 180 and change course and say, okay, maybe it came out of our lab. We were doing stuff, but it was for the U.S. with bats and COVID-19 style viruses where they give it to piglets, and then they die and they grind up the piglets and feed them to them. You're the bioweapons expert. Now that you're getting this piece, obviously there's a lot more going on. What in the hell is going on here, and what do you expect to happen now?
Well, I'm afraid that if President Trump doesn't understand that this is an extremely dangerous, offensive, biological warfare weapon that we, the American people, are facing, A lot of us are going to die. There's no doubt about it. Because all the people Trump have around him, not counting Vice President Pence, have been lying and covering this up from the get-go and have been promoting their own interests and their own agenda. And right now, that is the direction in which we are moving. As you can see, despite all the happy talk on CNN and MSNBC and Fox and all the rest of them, COVID is completely out of anyone's control. It's only begun to take off in the rural sections of America that because of the greed of the insurance companies have lost so many of their doctors and hospitals. It's going to take through our rural people and our farmers like a hot knife through butter. It's going to cut through, and is cutting through, our blue-collar people without any question at all. And what we're really seeing being implemented so far by these people, it is the Nazi philosophy of useless eaters. And that was condemned at Nuremberg, too. That was the Nazi philosophy. And we're seeing that with all these people advising Trump, well, let's get the economy going. And they're going to be sacrificing blue collar, white collar. They are sacrificing our medical doctors and nurses. They will be sacrificing our farmers, all in the name of making profits and getting power over all of us.
All right, Doug, well, let me raise this paradox. You predicted it was weaponized, that it came out of the Wuhan lab, that they covered it up. Now the Chinese are basically admitting that. You said it's the NIH, it's the folks running things. So there's a paradox. Okay, it's a deadly virus. We don't know exactly how deadly or what groups. But they're using it to shut off the economy, to kick Trump out, the very people that are behind it. And so how do you deal with that paradox of, yeah, China and the globalists are involved in it, but then Trump sees them trying to keep stuff shut down longer as a power grab? You're saying, hey, the vaccine isn't going to save you. You're right on that front because they never guess the mutation. I mean, you're dead on all this. I'm trying to understand then. I mean, I get it. They bred it up. They released it. They use it to shut down Taiwan. You're saying maybe it leaked out. All I'm saying is, how do we deal with an imploding economy and the paradox of the left and others wanting this to stall the economy?
Well, I don't think, we should pay much attention to the left and the left news media. I that's why I'm appearing here, because they're not going to let me on there and say what I'm saying. I'm not anti-Trump. I'm not pro-Trump. I'm a political independent. I'm just trying to give the best technical advice I can here. And yes, this coronavirus is extremely deadly. As far as I can figure out, it has nanotechnology in it, which is why it's maybe 120 microns. Well, where do they get that nanotechnology? Guess what? The chair of the Harvard chemistry department, an expert on nanotechnology, has his own lab over there in Wuhan. I suspect that's where they got the nanotechnology. The last time we have seen technology this dangerous was the Amerithrax, which I blew the whistle on that too. And that had nanotechnology involved too, which is how I knew it was a super weapons grade anthrax. That was a trillion spores for gram. The only way you could do that was nanotechnology.
That's right. And you got the experimental vaccine program with the anthrax stop the Pentagon. The amount of stuff you've done is just crazy. And it's not about credit. People need to know the stuff you've done, Dr. Bull. You're prestigious when it comes to that. And so you're just saying we need to be very concerned because it's clearly man-made. It's weaponized. It's been miniaturized. And it's got NIH fingerprints all over it. Well, then I sit back, sir, and you don't speculate. I do. That's my job. And I look at this and I see how they covered it up. It's been released. It's shutting down our economy. And And I understand that's a paradox. You know, it's doing it because it is a deadly virus, but they knew it would do that. They're using it. And then I ask myself, well, they needed to shut down Taiwan. They needed to shut down the mainland. Xi Jinping was embarrassed. The globalists gave them this weapon. Did they advise Xi Jinping to let this get out or to not make it a big deal and cover it up so that they would then praise Xi Jinping for his response but say America's response was terrible? Because even if they didn't do that, they're using the virus to try to bring down Trump right now.
Well, that is correct. If you look at today's New York Times, they have a big article on what they say are all Trump's screw-ups. But they say nothing at all about the fact this went back to Obama. If you read that UNC article, it says right there, and let me quote here in case there's any doubt. This is the UNC Wuhan 4 smoking gun article. Quote, experiments with the full length of and chimeric SHCO14 recombinant viruses were initiated and performed prior to the gain of function research funding pause. That pause was by Obama because many scientists have said it was extremely existentially dangerous if it escaped.
So they sent it to China to complete the research.
Well, China, I think the research was completed and then China turbocharged it, probably with that nanotechnology from the Harvard chair of the chemistry department, because if
who's now been arrested.
Wait, let me finish the point.
Sorry.
If the nanotechnology could not have been used at a BSL-3, you can only use nanotechnology at a BSL-4, like Amerithrax. So my guess is this thing was finally assembled at the BSL-4 there in Wuhan. But let me continue. So this BSL-3 work with the gain of function for the coronavirus, SARS coronavirus, by the way, performed prior to the gain of function research funding pause by Obama, and have since been reviewed by Obama and approved by Obama.
All right, let's explain what that means when we come back. This is the key right now, folks. Stay there, Dr. Boyle.
Stopped into a church. I passed along the way.
We are not in normal times. We are in the launch of the globalist takeover. Bill Gates is behind all of this from my research. Has forced inoculations, digital tattoos in your vaccines, world government apps to track you. Google's now announced with Apple. They're merging when it comes to this to surveil everybody. And we've got Democrat Governor Whitmer adds U.S. flags to list of banned products during lockdown. That's just a gratuitous power grab. Coronavirus, UK lockdown restrictions could remain until cure or vaccine found. Italy extends lockdown despite business pressure. And then you see communist Chinese propaganda everywhere that you cannot say it came from China. You can't discuss where it came from. The UN says it's a global problem. Yeah, but knowing where something came from is important so that who's behind it doesn't do it again. But we're told, oh, no, it's not man-made. It's out of this animal market. Them, well, okay, it probably came out of our lab, but the U.S. funded us. Well, that means the bureaucrats and the other power structure, the same group seizing power right now, I'm blaming President Trump. I'm not here to defend Trump. I'm here to defend the facts. So to Francis Boyle, who I introduce again as the author of the U.S. Biological Weapons Law, a lot of it got adopted as treaty. People ask, why do you reintroduce a guest every time? Because we have 10-minute segments. If you know about radio and TV broadcast, we have thousands of people tuning in every 30 seconds. So I'm just reintroducing who our guest is. Very prestigious. You got to go to band.video. He predicted all of this 8-9 weeks ago. We've shown those articles on screen where he talks about it being gain of function, biological weapon. He was reading earlier the documents where Obama paused this, then unpaused this. So start over again, please, sir, and then finish up with this critical part about the providence or the pedigree of this virus with the Chinese government now admitting, okay, we were funded by the NIH to do this. This is huge.
Right. And I'm, as you suggested that at the beginning, Alex, I agree with you. We, the American people, are in the fight of our lives here. The First World War, no one invaded us. The Second World War, there wasn't a snowball chance in hell Hitler and the Nazis could invade us. The closest the Japanese got were the Aleutian Islands, which were not part of the United States at that time. But COVID has invaded us. We are at war with an offensive biological warfare weapon. President Trump has to level with the American people and move forward from there. Right now, we are not behaving that way at all. If you listen to all the advisors around President Trump, they're lying about it. They're covering up. Most of them are in their eyeballs about it. Oh, and let me say a word here about Jared Kushner, that President Trump put Kushner in charge. Well, Kushner was so dumb, his daddy had to buy his way into Harvard. I spent 2 years teaching at undergraduates at Harvard. There were all sorts of kids there whose parents bought their way into Harvard, or their parents were very powerful people. President Xi has sent his daughter to Harvard. So they're not the brightest bulbs in the box. That's the man we now have running this for President Trump. Well, you know, this is craziness. This is insanity. These people are going to get hundreds of thousands of Americans killed. I kid you not.
Well, let me say it this way, Dr. Boyle, then. There's three paths here. And you can look at it from a Machiavellian perspective, as I know you were trained in, not to be Machiavellian, but to understand it. Either you go with total hysteria, end of the world, Trump has a big power grab out of that, like the left's trying to do. That's one way to beat them, is just to go their path and outdo them. I don't want to do that. Come out and say, hey, we're tough. We can handle 100,000 dead, 200,000 dead. Yeah, let's just power through, get the economy going. Or come out and say, no, it's a Chi-Com globalist operation. NIH did it. I didn't know Fauci and these guys were all involved. Trump talks about it. They instantly are all discredited. And then be honest with the public and say, what do you want to do? And then if the public hears that, they'll basically do whatever Trump wants because they'll trust him. I mean, those are the three paths. Right now, Trump's trying to go between denying it's happening and going into hysteria, and then the left's using that to shut off the economy instead of actually dealing with where it came from. America learns this is an attack on it by design. We'll be like the British being bombed by Hitler. It's not going to make us give up. It's going to make us get pissed off.
Right. I think, you know, again, my advice under the current circumstances would be for President Trump to level with the American people. And then, you know, I've heard this general who handled the Katrina catastrophe down there. And he has excellent ideas, in my opinion, about what needs to be done to fight back against COVID. He's given several interviews on MSNBC. He successfully handled Hurricane Katrina. He has advice on how the military can be used, not to control the American people, but just for logistics, supplies, and things of this nature.
That's another thing. We said this 6 weeks ago. Now they're reporting that the food is going to start running out with this lockdown.
It's going to happen. And, you know, the president has already activated the reserves and the individual ready reserves. And I'm afraid that this is going to be used against the American people. Yeah, that's the direction we are moving in now.
And again, people go, wait a minute. We need the military, but we don't. It's a paradox. If they're used right, it's good. If they're used wrong, it's bad. And people get confused by that. Dr. Boyle, thank you so much for the time. Hopefully you can join us again later in the week because so much is going on. Thank you so much.
Well, again, thank you for having me on. And I say to everyone, keep the faith here in the American people, right?
Absolutely. Thank you, Dr. Boyle. You know, a lot of listeners will ask me, they say, hey, you have one guest on saying this whole thing's a hoax. You have another guest on saying this is super real. We know it's real. We know something's going on. The question is, how bad is it? And the left, as you hear him saying, is trying to make it crash the economy. If America knows what it's dealing with and has confidence, it won't matter what happens. We can deal with it. They're trying to use the crisis to undermine the president and undermine confidence in the country to bring that down. We definitely don't want that. So this is a very sophisticated problem. But Boyle was on early February. Okay, so we're talking 9 weeks ago. He was like, I looked it up. He's like on like February 3rd, 4th or something, the first time on this. And so that's, you know, February, March, April. That's 9 weeks. We're here on April 12th. And he just laid it all out. It's Wuhan. It was transferred from here, NIH, blah, blah, blah. And now that's admitted. The Chinese are admitting it. So he has a lot of credibility. It doesn't mean all his projections are right. Nobody's are. None of us are God but God. And so, you know, Mike Adams had some dire projections, and we're seeing much lower numbers in the curve. Well, is that because the American people, first it was way up here, now it was half of that, now it's down here. They all went out and took vitamin D3. They all went out and took zinc. They all went out and took vitamin C. I mean, we know that really mitigates. But still, if you're old or have a pre-existing condition, it's bad. The fear is it is a bioweapon. The globalists cooked it up. They want to use it to push in martial law. They want it to be as bad as possible. That's why they don't want you knowing about things that boost your immunity. It's just an incredible time to be alive. Dr. Group was on 2 years ago. It was the last time he did an interview. He wouldn't tell me why. He gave me a call yesterday morning and told me why. I'm not at liberty to reveal that yet, but I got into some of it. The video is posted on InfoWars.com, and it deals with the fact that he did predict that 5G lowers oxygen in the lungs, allows viral infections. He showed the studies. We're not saying 5G creates the viruses. We're saying it exacerbates and lowers immunity. He predicted it, including Wuhan, 2 years ago. It's an incredible interview. There's another one going up soon. I say he's the last interview he did with me. He went on Owen Schroyer right after that. He got into even more detail. So that's an amazing interview. They're trying to shut us down. Your word of mouth is absolutely king. The only way we get out is you telling folks about the videos and the articles like the one we just put on screen. In fact, I forget the exact title of that video. You know, I titled it yesterday. Well, you put it on screen for Band Out Video. I'll tell folks the title of that interview with him on May 4th, 2018. Here, I'll pull it up on my phone. It's at Band Out Video. There it is. Video, watch researcher predict virus/5G crisis in 2008. And it's a very important interview. And yes, you buying products at InfoWarsStore.com funds our operation, plus you need it. Man, to boost my defenses, DNA Force Plus, 50% off. Back in stock, Winter Sun, vitamin D3 with vitamin K, back in stock, 50% off. Vitamineral Fusion, back in stock, 50% off. And X3, about to sell out, 60% off, because that triiodine is so critical. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. Or 888-253-3139. And we do have storable food orders available again. It's only down to like 7 weeks for delivery now. Nobody else even has it. Food prices are going straight up. They actually have the food ready. They've just got to package it and ship it. So InfoWarsStore.com. Other people's lie to you and say they'll ship it to you in a week. It's total bull.